And mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King's Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Chensky Incorporated, Volkel and BEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Max, most people know that you create big art. What else do you do?
Well, Roy, you know, I am an artist. God made me an artist, but he called me to be an evangelist. So we do both. We make art, and we try to bring people to Jesus. But most people only know me from the big sculptures that they see at the garden or at institutions, colleges, and churches around the country. But actually, I've been doing since, I guess, 1978, professional art, small sculptures, and all different kinds of mediums.
So you,
I
know,
from drawings, paintings.
Seeing some of your art, you've got a variety of different sizes. So you have something for every pocketbook.
Oh yeah, yeah. Prices start at $4.
Yeah. Even I can afford that.
That's right. And so, but I do drawings, painting, sculpture, jewelry. Have a gift line, and anybody that wants to can just go to the Griner website. And but it's from selling that art. Yeah.
Let's go ahead and give it out.
Yeah,
what
just it's just the Griner website, art website. It's just www.maxgrinerart.com. Max Griner
and
Art.
Spell Griner.
G-R-E-I-N-E-R.
Okay.
But it's that art, when we sell it and we make a profit, then we can do stuff with it and give it away and go to the grocery store. And by the grace of God, we've been able to be major donors to this garden.
Well, that's how you've been able to not have to have anything coming out of the Coming King Foundation, because you make your money
selling artwork. Right. And then Paul did the same thing, Apostle, when he sold tents. You know, as he paid for his presentation of the gospel, and God's allowed us by his grace to do the same thing. So we're very grateful for that.
What's our miracle of the week?
Well, we have a good one. We had the local Fox, NBC, WAI, Channel 4 news crew out at the garden. They're going to do a special little news program on it in their morning programs. And so they were taping us and recording it. And as they're recording it, and I'm talking about this stuff, the cameraman and the reporter suddenly got covered in the Shekinah glory of God as they're talking about this place as a place of miracle.
What was the reaction to that?
Oh, it just big smiles, and they both believed and go love God. I think they were Catholics, as a matter of fact, but they both loved Jesus, and they believed in miracles, and they saw it. And I told the cameraman, I said, well, take a picture of your own hands, you know, and so you'll have a picture. They took pictures of their own hands being covered in this Shekinah glory, which looks like glitter.
You could see that on camera.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they saw it, and it helped them get a little more excited about doing our story, because it wasn't just another story that they had to do on their assignment thing. Suddenly, they knew that they were on a holy mountain in the presence of God. They had just got to see his presence with their own eyes.
Well, this month we've been talking about the Shekinah glory. Why is that?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's pronounced, as we were saying a minute ago, us Gentiles call it the Shekinah glory. I found out from Jews that some of them pronounce it the Shekinah. Either way, they know what it is. It's the visible glory of God. And there's all kinds of glory that God has, but one is a visible kind that you actually see with your eyes. And so we've been talking about that this month because it happened so much at the garden. Now, all the miracles happen at the garden that are listed in the Bible that God still does. The gifts, all the gifts, the Holy Spirit, they're still manifesting on the mountain. But in those gifts, the Holy Spirit, one of the gifts is miracles. And this Shekinah glory that's manifesting would be considered a miracle. And so it's literally a substance that forms out of thin air from nowhere as people are worshiping Jesus Christ. It's amazing.
You know, this is off the script a bit, but I remember when you go up to the cross, inside the cross you have a list of things that explain to people how you can manifest.
Experience, yes. Right. Yeah, there's actually four plaques in the cross. The first one is to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, mm-hmm. the born-again experience, the Billy Graham experience. You know, then you've got the next plaque, which is about experiencing the power and the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which is where this comes mm-hmm. in, and that's called the empowerment or the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The third plaque is for those that need physical or emotional healing, and then the fourth plaque for those that need miracles in their families. So mm-hmm. people go into that, and they get the full meal deal from God. It's really just a summary, and God gave me the words to write those out. By the grace of God, I wrote them, the four plaques, but it's a summary of the Bible. And for people that have never read the Bible, you get the essence right
there. That's what I'm saying. You can read that off the wall and then put your name into it, and you can receive these blessings.
Yeah, and in the case of the Shekinah glory, literally, people read those plaques, and at the bottom I say, you may have a miracle happen to you right now. Hold your hands out in the sunlight mm-hmm. and look at the palms of your hands and your fingertips. And thousands of people in that moment have looked at the palms of their hands and their fingertips, and they're suddenly covered with this glitter-like substance. First starts off very small, tiny, but it can get bigger. And right there, as they literally pray and ask and their hearts are open, God demonstrates his power. And it's just stunning.
Well, the miracle started in March of 1999 for you.
Right. That happened, and as we shared at the last show, in our prayer closet, actually, where I prayed. And suddenly, when our friend Jim Beard told us about this miracle that he had heard about and is seen on his wife's clothes, it suddenly started forming on the floor. And then I called Sherry and my daughter, Dinah Shea, in, and then it started going up and down the walls. And as we're three standing there, it's like glitter was being sprayed on our walls and on our floor and on the sink and the counter, and just freaked us out. And I got a pencil, and I started circling it on the wall thinking it was going to quit. Finally, I gave up circling it because it went from 1, 2, 10, 20, 100 to thousands of these particles. And, Roy, to this day, those particles are still in our bathroom and on the door and on the wall. We have cleaned the bathroom since then, and we had to do. Sherry made me do that. But the wall and the doors, we've left it. And so that presence, and you can go to our Griner website and actually see pictures of this restroom prayer closet where the glory goes up and down the walls.
The glory dust came on Sherry and your daughter.
Yeah, they actually got a lot more than me. At first it manifested in our physical house that we had dedicated to God, by the way, when we built it. I built a passive solar earth sheltered house. I'm an architect. And we dedicated it. Seven carpenters got saved during construction. But we gave it to the Lord. And so it formed first on the physical structure. But then Sherry and my daughter, Dinah Shea, their spirits were so open, they just got covered every day with thousands of particles. And this is back in the year 1999, 2000, 2001. And literally, they would walk around, and every single day, they'd be just covered in glitter. And it was weird. And I remember our daughter would sometimes wish it wouldn't be on her when she tried to go to school, because she was in junior high at the time, and she tried to fit in. But then they came up with glitter makeup, so everybody just assumed it was glitter makeup, but it wasn't. I wouldn't let my girls wear glitter makeup. I said, if you're going to sparkle, it's going to be your Heavenly Father that makes you sparkle.
Why did God choose you to manifest His glory?
Well, that's a good question too, Roy. You know, I'm not exactly sure, but I made a promise to Him early on that if He worked miracles in my life, I would witness them no matter the cost. That I would witness what, if they were Him and they were true, that I would witness them to other people. And most people, see, are afraid to witness what God does for them. That's why you don't hear many people talking about Jesus, because they're intimidated, and Satan has intimidated them, and the world is intimidated. If you got a testimony, shut up over there. And even in the church, if you've got a supernatural testimony of God's power, God's healing, they don't want to hear it. It messes up their theology. They're in a comfort zone where they are. Let me be just comfortable sitting here and listening to the hymn and singing a couple of verses and stuff. And so I think it's because we were willing to witness and be bold, and we love the presence of God. And God knew that in our hearts, and Sherry and I both, we love the presence of God. And I think that's why He's let us experience this.
Now, you have caused consternation in the religious and in atheists.
Yeah, that's been kind of funny. You know, first we caused problems actually for the religious community, because what happened is when this started happening, this miracle, we started telling all the people we knew that loved Jesus, pastors, seminary presidents, you know, brilliant people, and the whole lot of them, it freaked them out. I mean, it's like, what? And this can't possibly be, you can't be doing that. You don't have a theological degree. You're just an artist. I got the degrees, and it really tumped over some apple carts of theology, and so it really caused people.
Well, it's about control.
Yeah.
They have control, and they don't want to relinquish that control.
Yeah, and they couldn't control this stuff. I mean, we'd sit in church sometimes, covered in the glory, Sherry and I, and the people next to us would start getting covered in the glory. I mean, it was we didn't control it. It was God. And so, but in the case of the atheist and the people that didn't believe in God, suddenly this created a real dilemma for them, because here was a supernatural substance forming.
That they didn't even believe exists.
Yeah, they didn't believe God exists. And we're saying, not only watch this, Bubba, and I'd say, God, show him that you're real. Cover him with the glory. And I remember an atheist in Wyoming, he just sat there and looked at his hands, and he just looked up at me and says, I don't believe in God. And I said, yeah, well, he believes in you, you know. and I eventually got to lead that atheist to Christ because of this miracle sign and wonder. And that's one of the main reasons God does it.
Why is the miracle such a threat?
You said it. It's control. It's because people have a theology and they've got comfortable with it. They've learned it. They've taken tests at seminary. That's what everybody believes. And suddenly when God shows up in a new way, it threatens what they understand about God. But if you won't have a stiff neck and you will have a teachable spirit, God can take you to new places of faith. And that's those that say, oh my gosh, I didn't know God, my God was doing this. I want more. And those people get to experience more and more and more. And then it takes you to other levels of faith and miracles and signs and wonders and healings. And one of the big benefits of this is it stretches your faith. It helps people's faith grow to where they're more bold to share their faith, to pray for the sick, to pray for other people. And when you got this kind of substance forming on you, it's like, man, I'll tell you about Jesus. I don't care if you don't like it. I'll still tell you, you know. But I don't ever force myself on anybody. But if I see the glory on them, I'll start talking to them. And I've led many to Christ because God will tell me. He'll show me who He wants me to witness to. And I'll start witnessing when I see the glory forming on them.
So you minister with power, not just words.
Yeah, you know, the Bible talks about that, and there's a bunch of good verses. Exodus 9:16, Romans 9:17, 1 Corinthians 2:4, 1 Thessalonians 1-4. But the kind of summary verse of that is old Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 2:4 said, it's not just with words, but with a demonstration of the power, So you will know that the words I just told you about Jesus are true. And so that demonstration of the power, it's more than just getting a warm, fuzzy feeling. I mean, you can get a warm, fuzzy feeling watching a movie.
Right,
from a lot of different things. But when you're suddenly, Paul preached the truth of the gospel of Jesus and the Holy Spirit work in miracles, and then miracles happen, that is a demonstration of the power. And that's what this glory dust is. It's a demonstration of God's power, and I mean it gets people's attention.
Well, tell us about some of your most dramatic glory dust miracles.
You know, there's so many. You're going to need to go to our website because we got them all, lots of them listed. We've got literally thousands that have happened. One of them, you know, I don't have time to share any detail. Go to the Griner website, maxgrinerart.com, and then click on God stuff. But one of them was when I spoke at a Baptist university here in Texas, and I told them about the power of the Holy Spirit and this demonstration of the power. And then I prayed for the student body, and 2,000 kids were instantly covered with the glory of God. And I mean, it went crazy. And they went running to the front of the auditorium. And I mean, and that was wow, because it was Southern Baptist, and I'm a Southern Baptist. And I mean, it changed everybody.
People are listening right now, Max, and they'd want to find out more about the Glory Dust or Crossing Kerrville. How do they reach you?
Yeah, just, since we're talking about the Glory Dust, go to the Max Griner website, and you can check that out. It's just www.maxgrinerart.com, maxgrinerart.com, and then click on Shekinah Glory under the God stuff. And we actually have people, Roy, on the website getting covered in glory as they're reading the website.
Max and Sherry Griner, thank you for being with us this week.
Here's Sherry Griner with our visitor's comment this week.
What an amazing presentation to mark such a historical event of Max's gift of the magnificent line of Judah. You could see the excitement and awe on the faces of all who were present. Thank you, Max, Sherry, Jeff, Adam, and Linda, and all of those who helped produce this wonderful video. Praise and prayer to our Heavenly Father for safe delivery of the Lion of Judah to Israel. Rosalind Bell from Kerrville, Texas. And Rosalind happens to be one of our very dear secretaries, along with Debbie, from our office of the Coming King Foundation. Next we have, I'm so sorry to write so fast back to you again, but I just explored your whole website, Max and Sherry. I had no idea how beautiful, eventful miracles God ordained and holy this whole ministry is. I am truly humbled. Right now, I could just cry. And there's like 5 exclamation points after cry. Surely the Lord has led me and others to his special place. Wow, yes, as the Holy Spirit will lead me on, I am excited to pray for you all. By the way, I just love the photos of Sherry with all of her animals on her website. Feel so blessed to know you. Monica Accomando from Austin, Texas. Next we have wonderful, tasteful Line of Judah video presentation. May God honor this gift with his creative leadership through those who will make the final decision. Jack Rothenfluh, who is the director of C10 in Kerrville, Texas. He used to be on our board. He was one of the first members of our very first board for the Coming King Foundation. And he's also a pastor in Kerrville. I don't work. I'm a student, but I give whatever I can here and there. I love this place and what the Lord has done in my life. Thank you. Cynthia Voshen, San Antonio, Texas. Thank you, Roz Bell. God bless you and always you and your amazing husband. Belinda Lopez from San Antonio, Texas. Apparently, Roz Bell has really been doing a lot of good things up at our cross because we're getting so many thank you comments to her from everyone that she's touched. And let's see, my last one I have for you is, I feel lighter every time I visit the cross. And it was sent in from Francisco and Norma Vela from Kerrville, Texas. And as I always say, send us your comments because we just really love to get those from you. And we will read them. Bye, that's all for now.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculptor Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651. Weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist Max Griner Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good Spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.